Coming up, town hall meeting, listening and learning session, Alzheimer's in the African American community. And joining me today all over the World Wide Web is one of the stakeholders, Beverly Fox. How are you?
I'm wonderful. So glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Miss Beverly Fox, stakeholder of the Forget Me Not Project. We also have Mario Francis, Program Director for Seniors First Choice Adult Daycare. How are you?
I'm doing great, Miss Clovia. Thank you.
And Angeles Francis.
Good morning.
She works there at the adult daycare inside the Trinity Family Life Center.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, let's talk about African Americans and Alzheimer's in our community.
What we found out is that African Americans contract the disease Alzheimer's 2 times more than any other ethnic group, followed by Hispanic community, which will develop the disease 1.5% more than any other ethnic group. So it is imperative that we let the community know about the disease, its impact, and where to go to get services.
The town hall meeting will be held on Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Imani Center of First Baptist South Richmond.
Correct.
1506 Hall Street. That's in the city of Richmond. And the meeting will start at 7 o'clock. So we want the entire community to come on out and be a part of this, because if you're not affected now, unfortunately, it might happen within our community. What are some of the stats of folks being diagnosed with Alzheimer's in the Commonwealth of Virginia?
Well, what we found out is that dementia is like we have 422,000 folks with dementia in the state of Virginia. Of that, unpaid care, that is a caregiver taking care of them in the home, totals to $480,000 in unpaid care. If that were to translate into the healthcare system, it would be $5 billion of unpaid care that a person at home is taking care of a loved one. All of the statistics read as this: breast cancer is down 3%, prostate cancer down 8%, heart disease down 13%, HIV down 29%, but Alzheimer's is up 66%.
With less funding.
With less funding, and there are no survivors. You will never reach out to find someone who is a survivor of dementia or any of its forms that includes Alzheimer's, because essentially, and I hate to say it as crass as it is, if you've been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, you have essentially been given a death sentence.
Mm. And we want to encourage the entire community to come on out and support this effort. It's a listening and learning session for us all. That's happening, the town hall meeting, Thursday, April 19th, 7 p.m. at the Imani Center of First Baptist Church, South Richmond, 1506 Hall Street. And that's in the city of Richmond. And now, where does Mario and Angeles, the program director for Seniors First Choice Adult Daycare Center, where does this play into Alzheimer's diagnosis and family care?
Sure. An adult daycare can help folks with, for the family members, it provides relief. So for the family members, they can actually get back to work. They can go about their daily routine and not have to worry about their family or their loved one being in a safe environment. So that's what an adult daycare will provide. And for the actual family member, it gives them meaningful activities as well as stimulate their mind. In essence, it could actually extend their lifetime.
And what are the hours of the adult daycare center? Angeles?
Well, like you said, we're located in the Trinity Family Life Center, and we're available Monday through Friday. Our hours are from 7:30 until 5 p.m. And we are licensed by the Department of Social Services. So when you bring your family member there, you know they'll be safe. We provide lunch, you know, a nutritious meal, and we provide stimulating activities for them.
With the funding that we do have, Beverly, do you think there will ever be a cure?
I don't. What we have found out is that breast cancer and HIV, all of these other diseases, started out just as Alzheimer's has. So until we start getting our folks, African Americans, in the pool for research, we won't ever find out what it is we need to do to help treat or eventually cure it. And that's part of the listening and learning session, is to get them in so that we could tell them where to go to get services. Mm-hmm. And we've got 13 different stakeholders who provide various services, and they'll be able to find that out. But we've got a panel session, and in that panel, there are going to be folks from Veterans Administration, Department of Medical Assistance Services, Virginia Department of Social Services, a host of folks, and including the Alzheimer's Association, that's going to help them find out how to navigate the waters and where to go to get the services. Because as it stands right now, Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States. It is essentially a silent epidemic.
Raising the awareness of Alzheimer's disease in our community, valuable information from professionals in the respective fields, updates on the latest news from Capitol Hill.
Correct.
On Alzheimer's, updates on the latest research, basic understanding of Alzheimer's, resources for caregivers. Again, we want to encourage all of our viewers and listeners to come on out to the Town Hall Meeting, Listening and Learning Session on Thursday, April 19th at 7 p.m. Alzheimer's within the African American community. This is a free, I repeat, a free listening and learning session. Sponsored by stakeholders of the Forget-Me-Not Project, the Baptist Ministers Conference of Richmond, and Vicinity. And we have lots of presenters and sponsors. So come on out and be a part of this.
Please.
We're making a plea to the community.
We'd love to have them.
Alzheimer's.
Think it's imperative that they come out and find out what it is to do to take care of their loved ones.
All right.
And if you're caring for a loved one or know someone that is, please encourage them to come. They will get a wealth of information. And just like the project is called, they will not forget.
Sponsors, stakeholders of the Forget Me Not Project. Thank you.
Thank you.